Creek Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios.
Driven by General Tire.
It's Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio redefined.
What the hell?
With Kenny Sargent.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
Crash Gladys.
Get in crash position.
And Statman.
Don't overdrive the car.
Here's the Freaks.
Coming off three.
Nation, coming up, Haley Deegan, the first woman to do this in decades in motorsports. She'll be here in the Freak Nation. Robert Height, broken shoulder and all, grabs himself a win. He'll join us here in the Freak Nation.
Collarbone.
Broken bone, same damn thing.
His shoulder's different than a collarbone.
Okay, what did I say? What the hell did I say? I said a broken bone, right?
You said a broken shoulder.
All right, broken shoulder. Well, it's all up there on the shoulder. Billy Venturini. That last name, if you're familiar with ARCA, stock car racing, or really stock car racing in general, they're doing something of significance with the NASCAR ARCA series. He'll be joining us here in the Freak Nation. And Statman, oh my goodness, we go back to March 2008, where Antoine Brown was a rookie in the Top Fuel category.
Oh, rookie?
Yes. And his first win in H-Town, our freaking flashback.
Wow. That's, what, three championships ago?
Yeah.
Right?
Wow. And I go back and look at some of these, listen to some of these freaking flashbacks, and this is minimal beeps. There's only one in this. But it's great conversation with a dude who just rock and rolled on two wheels for so long in the NHRA Pro Stock bike class, and then in 2008, moves in the Top Fuel class, and as that man said, three championships later, Antron Brown will be here in the Freak Nation for a freaking flashback. Here's something for you, Freak Nation. Follow us on Twitter at Speed Freaks, Facebook, we're there for at speedfreaks.tv. Want to chime in on this big old thing? We got a phone number for you, 602-260-9191, 602-260-9191. How about this, man? Next weekend, hold on, let me put some little game show music on, because Statman's always good at game shows. All right, Statman, for your listening pleasure, I want you to seriously put some thought into this. Next weekend's Talladega Super Speedway race will be called what? What's the title cup sponsor for Sunday afternoon's race, the 500?
Boring.
Talladega?
Yeah.
No.
Not even close. Give me one more.
Extra boring.
No. No.
Man.
They're going to leave the light on for you for this, and I'm not talking about...
Oh, Motel 6.
Motel 6 is not the sponsor, Crasher. It is not the sponsor.
Okay, hold on. You're setting this up as if it's something kind of bizarre. Am I at least in
the
warm
electric
area?
Company.
Oh, close, Statman. No.
What is it? Just say.
What's the saying, 1,000 points of light?
I have zero clue.
Is that, am I right?
I don't ask me.
All right. It's the 1000bulbs.com 500.
What? Wait. What?
Yep.
So I was wrong. It's very, very boring.
Oh, my God. Again,
1000bulbs.com.
One of our young guns gets a big win in Dover. That's not the headline for me right now. It's the 1000bulbs.com 500 Talladega race coming up next weekend.
All right. I just clicked on their website. This is cool when you can't find that light bulb that you've always wanted or needed, and Target doesn't have it, 1000bulbs.com does.
It's actually kind of freaking handy.
It is handy. This is cool.
Because
hopefully they're not big enough to buy the whole series so that it'd be called the 1000bulbs.com Cup.
That would be so awesome, because every time we'd say that.
Shining bright every Sunday.
Matt.
Good Lord. I see a nutcracker on here.
There you go. That's how we roll. Jimmy Johnson buys Martin Truex's, buys the team, the children of the team, a special gift. We'll get to that. Casey Gain, as opposed to Casey Kane, now misses his fifth NASCAR Cup Series race for this. Rick Hendrick says he expects to have this announcement in 30 days. And now with the casino sitting smack dab next to Dover, fans were able to do this yesterday and today.
Ooh, very cool.
Yeah, we'll get to that coming up here in the Freak Nation. We're going to be joining some of our affiliates coming up in moments, some of our other affiliates here in the Freak Nation. Again, we'd like to welcome in all terrestrial radio stations, part of this big old thing, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Radio.com.
We just give you a personalized approach for those of you listening to us right now.
Yeah.
You guys get the very special top of the hour 6 minutes.
You got it, man. Going to resume with some Crash Gladys pit news and notes and more insight to the 1000bulbs.com 500 coming up.
Speed Freaks, we promise to suck less. Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
The Freaks.
Crash Gladys Pit News and Notes brought to you by our friends at General Tire. Do yourself a favor. Go to generaltire.com. That's generaltire.com to find the right tire for that big old truck. Even sports cars, man. You can put some General Tires on that bad boy. Trust me. Go to generaltire.com to find the right tire for your ride. That's generaltire.com. Welcoming in another round of affiliates. How you guys doing? Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Coming up, Haley Deegan. She's done something in stock cars that a woman hasn't done in decades. She'll be in here. Yes, the daughter of Brian Deegan, Robert Height, NHRA Funny Car Champion multi times over. Got himself a big win in Dallas. He'll be in here. And a freaking flashback with Antron Brown dating back 10 years. It's all coming up with Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Crasher?
All right, seriously. What is it with the Japanese Grand Prix and Lewis Hamilton? He dominated this weekend, and he took his fourth win out of the last 5 years, his last five visits there. Okay. With this win, Hamilton is now just one race away from clinching his fifth world title. Again, are you kidding me? Lewis Hamilton, I mean, wow, we need to be talking more about Lewis Hamilton in the coming weeks. Let's move on to NASCAR, where Christopher Bell took the win in the Xfinity Series in Dover. And then, well, the cup race, it was just made for domination by Kevin Harvick, but oops, Lugnuts had something else to say about that. In overtime, give the checkered flag to Mr. Chase Elliott. He owned Denny Hamlin in the final laps of the race, and with his win, Chase is now guaranteed to move on to the round of eight in NASCAR's playoffs. For drivers like Keselowski, get this, the heat is on. Stop crashing out of the final laps, former champions. And oh, check this out. This is a pretty cool tweet from @CourtneyBaby24. She said, 9 weeks ago today, I went into labor with this little guy. She posted a picture of her kid in a Chase Elliott onesie. Chase got his first win that day. Now exactly 9 weeks later, the nine car returned to victory lane. Also, he turns 2 months old today, which is Chase's second win. Awesome. NHRA was in Dallas. Steve Torrence, Robert Height, Tanner Gray, Ellie Tonglen all claimed wins. Robert Height, broken collarbone and all, is joining us next.
Freak Nation, make sure you're part of this big old thing. You follow us on Twitter, Facebook, website speedfreaks.tv. Going 300 mile an hour plus with a broken collarbone. We find out how difficult that was. Coming up, Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Well, it's more than just a slogan. Anywhere is possible with General Tire. General Tire's Grabber X3 Mud Terrain Tire offers aggressive styling and is engineered for durability with innovative performance features that are ready to carry you through extreme mud, dirt, and, of course, rock-covered terrain. For extreme traction that's ready for anything and rugged style to match, look no further than the Grabber X3. Make your anywhere possible by visiting GeneralTire.com today. General Tire, aggressively styling with Speed Freaks since 2001.
Lucas Complete Engine Treatment. It's a new multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. It's designed for use in both engine oil and fuel systems. It cleans and lubricates the entire gas or diesel fuel system from the tank to injectors. It contains special Lucas additives that cause the fuel to burn thoroughly and help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. It works.
This is going really well.
Yeah, so I guess you've heard then.
What? You mean that whole saving money with Geico thing?
No. That I'm actually a chess painter.
Pirate Fans Unite!
That was not on the profile.
So now you've heard. Geico. Saving people money on car insurance and now an official partner of Major League Baseball.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsport's biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
The Coxville Blockers, the Albuquerque Chupacabras, and the Arizona Pricks? Yeah, we got your attention now, don't we? These aren't real sports teams, but they are some of the most creative and funny sports logo t-shirts from Awesome Sports Logos. Each team has a history and a meaning behind it, like the Akron Rubbers, the Boston Accents, or the Cape Cod Scrod. And these t-shirts are awesome, made with the highest quality, 100% cotton available, and are just stupid soft. Grab your favorite city's t-shirt now at AwesomeSportsLogos.com and get awesome.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
She loves to laugh, she loves to sing, she does everything. She loves to move.
What's up, Freak Nation? Speed Freaks on a Sunday night, Lucas Oil Studios. 18-plus years we've been doing this thing. We've got a freaking flashback next hour. Antron Brown back in 2008, his rookie season in Top Fuel. We'll freaking flashback with that. Robert Height back in the Freak Nation. And Robert, I had to reacquaint myself, I'm sorry about this, but reacquaint myself with that accident in St. Louis because there was other video that I saw from fans where, again, a portion of the body of your funny car was going places that I never thought it would. But you go out there with a broken freaking shoulder, all right, a collarbone, and you win this race. Was there ever a doubt that you were going to race this weekend in Dallas?
Definitely a doubt. I remember, you know, 2 weeks ago laying in the hospital in St. Louis and saying that, you know, you're 8 weeks away from healing from this. And, you know, that's a bummer. Because, and then John Force is sitting there telling you, well, you're going to have lots more chances to win championships. Well, that's not a guaranteed, okay? I have the best car right now in funny car, and you don't want to lose this opportunity.
It's just incredible to me. I'm reading some quotes from you about how it was a bummer not to be able to celebrate, but that's actually, I mean, even for us, even for we Speed Freaks, celebrating is on the back burner. Just your health needs to be first and foremost. And I cannot believe that you, with a not 100% body and with a completely rebuilt new car, went out and made it look like nothing had ever happened this weekend.
Well, I think that's a real tribute to my team and what we have going on right now. You know, St. Louis said, you know, just let it heal naturally. You're, you know, 2 months away. Well, we don't have 2 months. So get back to California, go to a doctor. First doctor says the same thing. And so at that point, I'm thinking, oh, boy, this isn't looking good. And then Tom McKernan said, here, let's get you to this doctor at USC. And I went there on Tuesday, and he said, listen, your collarbone's broke bad enough that it needs to be fixed, especially in the line of work you do. If you ever crash again, it's going to break again right there. Mm. So Wednesday I went in, they put a plate and screws, and the doctor said, well, you're minimum 2 weeks away. Well, I didn't have 2 weeks. So I went and I built this apparatus to go over my head and neck restraint. And, you know, it goes over my shoulder, has an air gap where my collarbone is. So the belts go over all that. And when I showed him this, he says, I'm going to release you to race this weekend. So I'll be honest, this thing was amazing. It worked well. And I don't know if I'll ever take it off.
Okay. You built it yourself.
Yeah. It's like, so we have mannequins in our shop in California that we put fire suits on. So I took a mannequin and we put a fire suit on me and measured around my chest and around my stomach and built this mannequin to be Robert height. Okay. And put a head and neck restraint on it and put this apparatus, actually Greg Anderson, and I thanked him when I got here. Greg Anderson, when he had an open heart surgery a couple of years ago, had this chest protector made. Well, Simpson sent that to me, and I took that, and I started modifying it and changing it and adding to it and built this thing to where it bridged off of my head and neck restraint and sent it to a carbon guy. He built it and brought it here. Well, actually, I took it to my doctor, showed him, and he was like, this ought to work. This ought to save your collarbone if you have another crash or another accident. And it worked amazing. I mean, I was never in pain. Actually, the worst pain I had was getting in and out of the fire suit. You know, it was hot and humid here. You're sweaty. Everything's sticking to you, so you have to contort to get out of these clothes. And it worked perfect. So I'll be honest, I think I'm going to wear it from now on.
Wow.
So Robert Hyde, NHRA Funny Car winner in Dallas, are you going to wear it when you shoot rifles?
I don't know if I need that, but definitely when I get in this 10,000 horsepower funny car that, you know, can and has blown up before.
You racers are a whole different breed. You think about different stuff. Somebody gives you a well-thought-out piece of equipment, and the first thing you do is start cutting on it and modifying it and changing it. And is that the way you treat life in general?
Well, I'll be honest. If I would have had the seat belts that were, you know, normal seat belts that go over your collarbone, I couldn't have driven this weekend. You know, a funny car with, you know, 4 or 5 G's leaving the starting line and then negative G's at the finish line. There's just no way that this would have worked. So I had to build something, and I spent nights, you know, thinking, you know, laying awake thinking, how am I gonna do this to get back in the car? And it worked out perfect. I mean, even my crew chiefs, they didn't see it till Friday morning.
Whoa!
And they were pretty blown away by what I came up with. And I didn't do it all on my own. My idea was mine, but actually, the execution was from a carbon guy in California, but it worked perfect.
So let's get back to something a little serious now. You had you put some points on J.R. Todd, who's given you a lot of challenge for this championship, evidently. Every point counts, and do you consider him a real battle for this championship this year?
Oh, without a doubt. He's a pain in my ass right now. He is like right on our tail, okay? And it was a 40-point swing in the final, okay? We had a 30-point lead going in. If I lost, I only had a 10-point lead. If we win, we have a 50. So it was huge getting that win. And I can tell you right now, they're not going anywhere. That's a great team. They're winning races. They're being steady. And we're kind of weeding this thing out to a, you know, a two-car race. So he's going to be right there to the end. He's a great racer. They got a great team. And can't think of a better person I'd rather be fighting this out with.
Freak Nation, coming up in moments, your stat man, Scat. More rally insight coming up. But right now, his name is Robert Height, NHRA Funny Car winner from Dallas, driving that car with a fractured freaking collarbone. And to go back to the portion of the beginning of the interview, you talked about, you just dropped the name out there, Tom Kernan, who of course is the president and CEO of Automobile Club of Southern California, your sponsor. just like you guys have that relationship where your sponsor says, hey, man, let me send you to a buddy of mine to get your damn shoulder repaired. You don't find that too often.
No, you don't. And I'll be honest, he wasn't pushing for me to be racing, okay? He was pushing me for me to get the best medical care possible and see what they had to say. And if we wouldn't have been able to race this weekend, it wouldn't have bothered him, okay? He just wanted me to get the best medical attention possible, and I appreciate that. But we were fortunate enough to get to the right guy that was allowed me to get out there and race. And I know there's some other teams out there that think that I shouldn't have been racing this weekend, that I should have been on the sidelines. But, you know, I want to ask them, what would they have done, okay? Would they have wanted to sit out, okay? No. Okay, I didn't do anything dangerous. I did my job, and we won, okay? So I think we silenced some critics.
Would that be somebody over at the Schumacher team or Coletta team?
No, I don't think the Coletta team. I think the Coletta team was on my side. I don't know who it was, but there was a few, I promise.
Well, Robert Height, you talk about how your team owner and your father-in-law, John Force, was saying, all right, it might be a while. Your sponsor's saying, hey, it's okay, let's not rush back. Doctor's saying it's going to be a while. Everybody thinking that way except for you. What about your wife? What about your kids? What was your family saying?
My daughter is here with me this weekend. She was pulling for dad. She was having a good time. So, listen, I'm not going to do anything stupid. I'm not going to do anything to put anybody else in harm. I'm not going to do anything to put myself in harm. I believe in my team. I believe in what we have going on. And I also believe in the apparatus I built that worked perfectly. And I'm not any sore Sunday night after a win and 8 runs in this funny car than I was on Thursday when I got here.
Okay. New business opportunity for Robert Height. I don't know what you want to call it, but you could probably market this to your competitors.
Well, you got the Haas device. How about the Height device?
Oh, there it is.
There you go. There you go.
Wow. Hey, Robert, are you drunk right now?
No.
Damn it, man.
I hope you're celebrating, though, since, like you said, you couldn't do so after St. Louis.
Yeah, you got to.
We couldn't celebrate after St. Louis. How sad is that, okay? You know, I'm laying in the hospital. My team's figuring out how they can put a new car together, and we just won a race, our sponsor's race, AAA. Oh. And, yeah, so now we are definitely going to celebrate double here in Texas.
Atta boy. Robert, it's always a pleasure to get you here in the Freak Nation, buddy.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right.
Absolutely. Get your beer on.
Go out and celebrate. Don't answer the phone anymore.
Okay, deal.
All right. Robert Height joining us here in the Freak Nation, NHRA. Funny.
That is incredible.
I'll never claim to even, maybe when I was 19, but to be in my 40s, stat man, and to hop in a funny car with a fractured freaking shoulder, what the hell's that about?
I don't have any idea. When they start those things up, I naturally take a step back. I mean, just sitting there watching it. I can't begin to imagine sitting 4 feet away from 10,000 horsepower at full tilt. That just doesn't make sense to me. They are a different breed of people.
But what's even crazier about that story he just told, yeah, he made himself a contraption for his fractured collarbone, but the contraption started from Greg Anderson, who was racing post-open-heart surgery and was given this device to protect his chest. Yeah. Like, what?
You're not going to crap the bed in a quarter mile. Your heart's not going to go out on you. I don't, man.
As long as you wear this.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yep. Oh, man. I'm just hoping not to step on a freaking Lego on my way to the bathroom at 3 o'clock in the morning. And these guys.
Oh, you got to get some carbon fiber slippers to protect you from the Lego.
Oh, man. We'll never understand what goes on in these guys' heads. Hey, Freak Nation, NASCAR changes again. We'll explain coming up after your Statman Scat, Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Good evening, my fellow citizens.
It's the Statman Scat.
It's amazing how championships can come together in motor racing. Last year, Sebastian Ogier won the title with only 2 wins in 13 events all over the world. It was his 5th title, all won consecutively from 2013. This weekend, Ogier won his 4th event of the year, the Wales Rally Great Britain, and tonight he's just 7 points from a 6th straight championship with 2 events to go in the season. Now that's a lot of numbers that mean this. If I was Terry Neuville, the driver in front of Sebastian, I wouldn't be buying any green bananas for the celebration party. Maybe the best part of Ogier's run is the way he's done it. He won 4 straight titles with Volkswagen before switching to an M-Sport Ford last year. He's still with M-Sport and could win it again. In other words, it is the superior equipment behind the domination. I just love it when human excellence gets a chance to reveal itself. Peace.
Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life.
Speed Freaks on a Sunday night, man. Lucas Oil Studios. 18 years of this stuff, man. Thank you guys for being a part of it. Thank you for being a part of it. Seriously. Coming up, a freaking flashback with Antron Brown, NHRA Top Fuel champion 3 times over. His freshman season, his rookie season in the Fuelers, 2008. We'll do that next hour. Also coming up, Haley Deegan. she's done something that a woman hasn't done in decades in stock car racing. She'll be joining us here in the Freak Nation. Now, NASCAR announced their new rules package for 2019, and frankly, there's a lot of I think every time you announce a rules package when it comes to any form of motorsports, there can be some convoluted conversation. And I'm not going to sit and try to dive into this thing, but if you get to the basics of what NASCAR's rules package is, the package is going to slow cars down on tracks larger than a mile, I believe mile and a half. With the racing, the engines designed to create 550 horsepower, which is 200 horsepower lower than what is used this year. The lone exception, of course, is going to be the Daytona 500, which will be the last that will have restrictor plates and 400 horsepower. Now, reason I bring that up specifically is NASCAR is not addressing the length of these races. And if these races are already at 3.5 hours,
yeah,
these cars are going to go slower. What the?
Go slower. It's supposed to provide closer racing. Now, when you think of closer racing, you think, oh, great, more crashing. However, it's also supposed to provide a greater ability to pass. So not necessarily close and crashing, but close and slingshot engaged passing.
Slingshot engaged.
Talladega Nights, baby.
Yeah. Bam. Is that me, Statman, trying to nitpick at this thing? Because if you're slowing the cars down at 3.5 hours already, 4 hours already, what the hell do we expect? 5.5, 6 hours?
I think the thing that all racing needs to address is that they need to make the cars more difficult to drive.
Boom.
So that means take some aero out of the cars. They want to keep putting aero to make the cars safer, and I can certainly understand that. But it also means that practically anybody that has risen to that level can drive the car and drive it at its maximum. And that means everybody's going at 100%. And you got to get some guys that could go 100%, some that could go maybe 105%, and some that could go 90 or 95%. That's when you get racing and passing and you make the show interesting. But when you have the show so that everybody could win and get your little league ribbons, then what's the point?
And that is exactly what is very possible with this package. Guys that would not be able to normally challenge for the lead will now be able to do so because of how arguably easier these cars will be to drive, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's part of the issue with the Jimmy Johnson crash at the Roval in Charlotte last weekend, was that it was difficult to get around the car. So he had to make efforts that were dangerous, and he ended up crashing out both people. If he could get around the car a little easier, a little less aero, you have to drive the thing, maybe drive it sideways. And, you know, guys that know how to do that are going to be better off. You may only have 5 winners the whole season, but that's the point. There's too much aero in all of racing, and it makes the cars easier to drive, relatively easier. I mean, I can't get in it. I don't know about you, Kenny, or Crash, but I can't make the cars do what they do. But everybody at that end, you've got to get some separation. Otherwise, nobody could pass.
And that seems to be one of the biggest worries about this new package is exactly what Statman's talking about, is it puts less in the driver's hands and seems possible considering, you know, with the more downforce, slower speeds. I understand that the projection is that there's going to be more passing, more dramatic passing, but if you're taking the car out of the driver's hands,
that's not the point of racing.
Yeah, it's tough to compare. You know, it's tough to compare, say, motocross to four-wheel racing, but there are some comparisons to the suspension on bikes now versus even as recent as 10 years ago, and how the bike's suspension now is light years ahead of what they had in, you know, early 2000, and how it takes some of the drivability out of that bike. But at the same time, I bet there's some spleens that are certainly getting a little bit more rest. But when it comes to
my spleen is happy.
Yeah, remember when we were at the Mint a few years ago and we saw that new wheel travel on the back of those trucks, and it looked like the rear axles were falling out of the thing because they had 20 and 30 inches of wheel travel. I heard it said, I got a little time here. I heard it said years ago, that going to Indy, that everybody could drive the car 200 miles an hour. If you're used to driving on the freeway at 70 or 80, the cars were so advanced and aero was so good that you could drive on the track by yourself at 200 miles an hour. If it's probably only 50 or 7, let's say 70%, I think he said, 70% of the population can drive that car at 210 miles an hour. But he said only about 5% can drive it at 220 and above.
Oh, wow.
And those are the people that are the racers. And I think that same kind of thing is happening with NASCAR. And it's anything that, like you say, anything that slows the car down to make it easier to drive is going to make it more difficult to pass.
Freak Nation coming up. Haley Deegan, Brian Deegan's daughter, she did something recently, well, last weekend, that a woman hasn't done in decades. She'll be joining us here in the Freak Nation. His name is Billy Venturini. The Venturini family is synonymous in stock car racing, and they are dominating the NASCAR-owned ARCA series. He'll be joining us next. Also, a freaking flashback with Antron Brown. Coming up, Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Lucas Complete Engine Treatment. It's a new multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. It's designed for use in both engine oil and fuel systems. It cleans and lubricates the entire gas or diesel fuel system from the tank to injectors. It contains special Lucas additives that cause the fuel to burn thoroughly and help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. It works.
What's up? It's Kenny Sargent. For my motorsports fix, bam, I turn it on MAV-TV. MAV-TV, a network loaded with car and motorcycle shows, motorsports events, and exclusive automotive reality shows like Full Custom, Wrench Wars. What about drag boats? They got them. Off-road, sprint cars, pro pulling league, motocross, they're all on MAV-TV. It's the answer for those jonesing looking for some automotive action. Don't get MAV-TV? Call your local provider and get it. Check them out at MAV-TV.com on Twitter and Facebook. MAV-TV is motorsport.
This is going really well.
Yeah, so I guess you've heard then.
What? You mean that whole saving money with Geico thing?
No. That I'm actually a chess painter.
Pirate Band Unite!
That was not on the profile.
So now you've heard. Geico. Saving people money on car insurance and now an official partner of Major League Baseball.
It's more than just a slogan. Anywhere is possible with General Tire's wide variety of tires for whatever it is that you drive. Whether you're looking for off-road capability balanced with impressive on-road performance or ultra-high performance offering all-season traction designed with a driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire has what you need to get where you're going. General Tire, proving anywhere is possible with Speed Freaks since 2001.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit LucasOilRacing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV.
Grab it and hold on tight.
The Texas Roadkill, the San Francisco Swallows, and the Arizona Pricks? Yeah, I got your attention now, don't I? These aren't real sports teams, but they are some of the most creative, funny sports logo t-shirts from Awesome Sports Logos. Each team has a history, a meaning behind it, like the New Orleans Curse or the Nashville Bootleggers. And these t-shirts, they are awesome, with the highest quality 100% cotton available and are ridiculously soft. Grab your favorite city's t-shirt now at AwesomeSportsLogos.com. That's AwesomeSportsLogos.com and get awesome.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio, redefined.
You let me violate you. You let me desecrate you. You let me penetrate you.
What's going on, Freak Nation? Speed Freaks, Sunday night, Lucas Oil Studios, going on 18 years. Thank you, affiliates, for being a part of this. SiriusXM, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Radio.com, Intercom, all of you guys, man, been a part of this big old thing. Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent, Statman, website speedfreaks.tv.
Okay, we're 18 years old.
Right.
The guy we're about to talk to has been with a championship-winning organization for double our age, 36 years. It's
well,
insane.
And Billy Venturini, owner and competition director for Venturini Motorsports, that doesn't make you feel old, does it, Billy?
Well, no.
I think I started pretty awfully early, but I'm not that old. But no. Gosh, I don't know. I guess the years have added up. But I mean, that's when you're talking. I was 5, 6 years old going racing with my dad. So I mean, I don't remember.
Yeah, when I was 6 years old. Hey, are you in a safe? Because we just lost you there. Now we got you. Now, yeah, keep your mouth by the phone there. I think you're there now. There we go.
Perfect.
There you go, Billy. So, okay. So Billy Venturini, owner and competition director of Venturini Motorsports. This is incredible what you guys have meant to stock car racing. If you look at some of these stats that you guys have been a part of, whether it was Alex Bowman, Daniel Suarez, Ryan Blaney, Joey Logano, all of these guys have come through Venturini Motorsports. What was the impetus of Venturini when it started back in the day? Was it to be a platform to launch these drivers?
No. We were a mom and pop race team, man. That's what, you know, my dad raced, and then I drove. And then right at the end of my career, we just really weren't. It was just too hard to sustain still being a small race team. So I decided to kind of get more into the driver development side. And this was kind of a project that I just worked on. Dad really wasn't a huge fan of it at first, but he came around with, with the success we started having pretty early.
So we were talking 36 years, and I don't mean that to sound like an age number. It's just the amount of success. Like you just said, we started to find success early on. How was it that you found success so early and have been able to maintain it so well?
You know, you got to constantly evolve. We haven't had great years the last probably 2 years, especially last season was a little bit of definitely a down season for us. And then this year has actually been our best season we've ever had. But you just got to constantly evolve, and staying up with everything technology-wise is a lot of work, but it just got to make sure you have the right people working for you, and just it's tireless effort.
Billy Venturini, Venturini Motorsports. I was fascinated when I looked at some of the background on your bio there. You're the only company that TRD, Toyota Racing Development, has partnered with in the ARCA series. That's a huge feather in your cap, and they've made you very important in that series, I would imagine.
They're a huge part of our success. Jack Irving, Tyler Gibbs, David Wilson. I mean, my relationship with Toyota goes back over a decade now, and my relationships there are very strong, and they're just they're a great company. I'm awfully loyal to them, and I think they appreciate that, and And then we do the best we can to get them the best results they can ever ask for. But our main job, as much as we love winning races, isn't to win races. Our main job is to develop young drivers so that they can win races in the Cup Series. And that's really what we're designed to do. We win races, and that's great, but really our main purpose is to develop a race car driver that can win races on Sunday.
Now, Billy, that we enjoy here at the Speed Freaks, we enjoy talking to ARCA drivers because they have some of the best conversations of all drivers that we've talked to for 18 years. Can you tell us if these drivers get media lessons and are taught how to deal with the media? Because whether they're 18 or 38, it seems like they bring a good conversation to the program.
Well, you know, I think they're all trying real hard to make sure they do the right thing. They want to, all these young drivers, they want to do this for a living, and they want to be professional race car drivers. So they try to hone their skills their best way. And yeah, some of them have media training, and I think a lot of them are just pretty open to listening to our suggestions on how to handle things. And they seem to be sponges and take up all the information we can give them.
Okay, so Billy Venturini, owner and competition director of Venturini Motorsports, 52 all-time ARCA wins. Holy cow. I mean, the stats, like Stat said, we could just go on for hours on your stats. But you just basically dispelled a myth, the myth being that millennials are just lazy and they're not wanting to work for things as much. But you just dispelled that myth by saying that your drivers, mostly millennials right now, I would say all millennials right now, are sponges, and they do listen to what you guys are telling them to become better people. Wow.
Yeah, the race car drivers I have, and not all of them are this way, but a good portion of them, they work their tails off, and they want this as bad as anything, and they're going at this. They're athletes, and they're taking an athletic approach about it, where they're studying off track, they're working out during the mornings, they're doing everything they can to be a professional race car driver. The couple that we have right now, I mean, like Chandler Smith is always working hard to make sure he's doing what he can. He's working out. Christian Eckes is probably the best student of the game I've ever come across. He studies film like I've never seen any race car driver. His note taking is impeccable. He's a total just spun. He just like wants to take every little detail in. He watches the races probably 7-8 times before he runs it between each race. Like he goes and what like. For Indianapolis yesterday, that morning he woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning and watched the race again. You know,
what?
And it showed because he dominated the race and won the race. But I mean, these kids, they're putting in the effort.
Wow!
Curious. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah.
It's not only. I got to read this because I didn't believe it when I read it the first time. VMS Driver Development Program has graduated more drivers than any other program in the country, 91 since 2008, with 35 graduating to the ranks of NASCAR. I guess that's Cup Series. That's, you know, I would think that more people would be standing in line to get you to, hey, teach my guy so he's not crashing my cars.
You know, we do well with getting a lot of good race car drivers, and I think our reputation and our track record helps that a ton. But you know, this is still a sport that it's an expensive sport, and it's hard for people to find the funding to do this. But the guys that can find the sponsorship or the backing to do something like this, a lot of the good ones end up stopping at our place. I think just simply because of what we've done in the last 10 years.
Okay, Billy Venturini joining us here in the Freak Nation. And Billy, do you find that maybe the Hendrixes or the Stuart Haas Racings of the world would like to use you like a farm team or maybe run some of their potential drivers through Venturini Motorsports?
Yeah, well, I'm way more interested in the Joe Gibbs Racing.
Toyota.
Got it.
We want the Toyota guys. But, you know, I say that, but there's been a lot, like William Byron came through our program, and then he left us and went to KBM, which is actually a pretty common transition. A lot of the KBM drivers have driven at Venturini Motorsports also. But then once it was time for him to leave the truck series, it really wasn't, there was no great fit for him in a Toyota vehicle in the Xfinity level, and he ended up signing a contract with Hendrick Motorsports. So sometimes we develop them not knowing where they're going to end up, and Toyota's a terrific company in which if there's not something that they can do for a young driver, they don't hold them back. They'll let them go down another avenue where there's been other manufacturers I've seen that will really kind of squash a kid or put them on the sidelines until they have a use for them. That's just not how Toyota works. Toyota is they want to better the sport, and they won't hold a kid, young kid back. And that's actually a big part of why I've been so loyal to them, is I love the way they operate.
It's interesting hearing you say that, and it brings me back to callers that we would have maybe back in the 2004, 2005 ranks when Toyota was making news that they were going to come into NASCAR, and people were so upset about it. It's a foreign manufacturer, blah, blah, blah. No, it just took forever to try to reposition people's thoughts that, no, these cars are made in the USA, and look now what you just said. They're willing to do whatever it takes to keep the sport going forward. They're not handcuffing their drivers to stay with them as a manufacturer if it's just not going to work out. That's some incredible stuff right there.
That's, you know, a lot of people forget Toyota developed Kyle Larson.
Yeah.
You know, he drives the Chevrolet at the cup level, but Toyota developed him. And it's, at the time, they didn't have a place for him, and they absolutely, you know, they didn't hold him back in any way, and that's worked out really well because Larson's a terrific driver.
Yeah, William Byron, Alex Bowman. Yeah, that is incredible.
Yep.
Yeah, you've locked on to something here, Billy, that's bonkers, and you know the importance of sponsorship. For you to be able to do this so long, I can't imagine that. You're right, that relationship with Toyota has got to be significant because, again, sponsors are falling by the wayside from where we are in 2018.
That's correct. It's hard. So there has to be supplemented ways for everyone to be able to afford to do this, and it's a great way and a great help for these young race car drivers.
Let me jump in here and ask one more question. Billy Venturini, owner, competition director, Venturini Motorsports. Now that NASCAR has purchased ARCA, and they're making some noises that maybe ARCA is going to be running on the NASCAR weekends a little more closer, is that something that has, you think that's going to help your business, or maybe throw a monkey wrench in the deal?
You know, I don't foresee our world getting turned upside down that bad. 2019, I know the plan is to keep it still the same way, and then in 2020, what they're and I think they've already kind of said to the public just recently what they're planning on doing is there will still be, I think, a West and an East division, being K&N East and K&N West. And then there's still going to be an ARCA, but then we're going to probably do 10 races together in which all three series run together. So what my ARCA series, and I say mine because that's what I've been, where I've been forever, will probably, the face, it might change a little bit, but I think the core of what we've been doing and the tracks we've been running will stay the same. I could see us getting maybe 2, 3, 4 tracks in there that are new and maybe lose a few of our older ones, but I think it's going to be a pretty much the core schedule is going to stay similar.
Please tell me, still the dirt and still the road courses.
Well, you know, we didn't even have a road course this year. We dropped the road course 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And so I got to be honest, I don't mind not having the road course. I could care less about it. it's just an added expense as a team owner because it's a one standoff race. Now, the dirt races, I love the dirt races. I've been doing it a long time. I mean, we were fortunate enough. We had 2 dirt races this year. We won them both. And I like dirt racing. It's enjoyable. But the road course, just, it's a lot of money. And the demand for drivers that really want to do the road course, believe it or not, isn't really high. It's not like some of the places. So for a racetrack, for a race that costs as much as that one cost me, it's, on the business side, it's just not a very good deal for us.
Billy Venturini joining us here in the Freak Nation. It's crazy what Venturini Motorsports has done over the last 36 years. But you heard it all right here, Speed Freaks Pits.
And they won this weekend, Christian Eckes.
Bam.
There it
hey,
is.
Hey, man, thanks for doing this, buddy. Let's do it again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right.
Yeah, let's definitely do this again.
Yeah, Billy Venturini joining us here in the Freak Nation. That's bonkers. I understand his point about not having a road course in there. If it's even for a successful organization like Venturini Motorsports to say it's just cost prohibitive.
It is a completely different setup. I mean, you hear the IndyCar teams, how often they have to switch back and forth from road course to short oval to super speedway back to road course. And yeah, it's time consuming and very expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've heard drivers, one team owner had a long conversation with once. He said the road course car is just a short track car that they add, some different swing arms and so forth to it. It's not that big a deal. So, when I hear that, it's like, we only have a couple of them and I don't want to do it. But, if they had more road courses, then make them do it, I think they'd find it not as expensive as they complain about.
Well, that's true. If there are more on the schedule, then, yeah, the setups become slightly easier, and you're right. The expenses go down a touch. We like to see it right. As fans, though. We totally like to see road courses as fans.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And just curious what that relationship is with Venturini and NASCAR in general, being a feeder company into the big boy series of NASCAR. It's the significance of that isn't lost on those that have been a part of this sport for so freaking long, and all those names that they rattled off that have come through there.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I would think that Toyota, as heavily involved as they are and as much success as they've had, I would think that every time NASCAR wants to say, what are we doing over that? Toyota would say, look, if you want me here, he's got to stay.
Good.
Yeah. Freak Nation, coming up next hour, Haley Deegan, the daughter of Brian Deegan. You name it, Brian Deegan's run it, and he's won in it, to the dismay of many folks. But Haley Deegan did something last weekend that a woman hasn't done in decades. We'll explain with her interview coming up next hour. Also, Antron Brown. He jumped into NHRA Top Fuel in 2008, got his first win in Houston. We talked to him that weekend. We're going back 10 years with our Freakin' Flashback with Antron Brown. And your Statman Scat next hour. More insight coming in regards to rally. That's right, we hit it all. Coming up, Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program.
This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
Network broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios,
driven by General Tire.
It's Speed Freaks, motorsports radio redefined with Kenny Sargent.
We love to party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
And Stepman.
I am serious.
Here's the freaks.
Second hour, Speed Freaks, Lucas Oil Studios. This hour brought to you by our friends at ISM Raceway in Phoenix, Arizona. Grand opening coming up, your semifinal weekend, November 9, 10, 11. Get your tickets now for the Can-Am 500. Make your appointment viewing to join us. ISM Raceway, ismraceway.com in Phoenix. Semifinal weekend before Homestead. Four will come from Phoenix, and then we'll race for the championship at Homestead. Crash Gladys, Stat Man. Kenny Sargent, again, at Speed Freaks on Twitter, Facebook, speedfreaks.tv. Coming up this hour, Haley Deegan, the daughter of Brian Deegan. The dude's won in every freaking apparatus he's jumped in, including rally. And speaking of, Statman has some rally insight coming up in your Statman scat. Also coming in here in the Freak Nation is a Antron Brown freaking flashback. That's right. 2008, Antron Brown, NHRA Top Fuel champion three times over. 2008 was his freshman season, his rookie season, grabs his first win in Houston. We caught up with him after that race, March of 2008. I mean, how about that, Stat? Come to think about it, because what's that, maybe three or four races? It was, I think it was the 30th of March out of Houston. That might have been the fourth race that he's in a Top Fuel rail, and he wins that freaking race, Stat. The significance of that is awesome.
It is incredible to think that you could go from a two-wheel motorcycle at, I don't know, 190, 195, and get in a rail with four wheels that's probably five times as long and and going twice as fast and do it competently, and in 10 years win three championships. I mean, that's pretty cool.
And again, you look at really what he's done over the last 10 years. It is significant. And us going back 10 years, listening to this interview is just, it is some, there might be a couple of cringeworthy questions in there.
How radio has changed.
That's the one common denominator through the 18 years. Right? Yeah. It's a couple of cringeworthy questions.
It's like every year got less and less cringeworthy. Because we came out of the gate in the year 2000, we came out just bam, and yeah, ticked a few people off, but or shocked many people. But then, yeah, every year just got less and less shocking.
Yeah, Freak but Nation. Some of those shocked ones, excuse me, Kenny, some of those shocked ones are in jail now, and we are.
Oh, snap.
That's so true.
Wait, what? Yeah. Hmm.
Rick Hendrick Motorsports, said he expects to have an announcement on a sponsor for Jimmy Johnson in the next 30 days outside of the NASCAR season. There's a casino adjacent to Dover Speedway. Over the weekend, there was a kiosk in the fan display area where fans could not only bet on yesterday's Xfinity race, today's Cup race, but they could also bet on NFL games, college football games, UFC, Major League Baseball playoffs. That's right. There were also bets for head-to-head matchups between drivers in yesterday's race and today's race and other potential race scenarios. It's coming. I'm telling you, it is coming.
What? It's here. If you said this just happened this weekend, and that makes it, for at least for fans on the periphery or fans that are, they don't even know they're fans yet, but they're going with their friend. That's what makes it more fun. Look what's happened to fantasy football and what's happened because of fantasy football, how gambling in football has elevated just exponentially. It's okay, people. You shouldn't fear this. It's all right. It helps the sport. It really does.
But like the National Football League, the NBA, all of these guys have partnered with FanDuel and other, what's the initials that I'm looking for here, Suave?
DraftKings?
No, no, DraftKings. What's it called? Come on, guys. What's the there's a something ILF or something. I'll figure it out here in a minute. Trust me, I will.
All right.
NASCAR, yeah, they're keeping their eye on this. NASCAR, you better jump in and get your freaking claws into this, man. There you go, DFS. Thank you, DFS. You better get your claws into this thing to help fill the coffers of those that continue to run empty. Because if you're going to sit back and watch other tracks tie in with other casinos, I mean, why not? I mean, work the deal, guys. Work it. I mean, right
this
now.
This is completely unfair, Kenny, completely unfair. But do you think a company that is watching its television ratings go down yearly and watching its seats, its empty seats, increase racially, you think they know how to get involved in something that's going to advance the product?
Is that rhetorical or what, Freak Nation? We're going to reset with some affiliates coming up.
We promise to suck less. Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
The Freaks.
Welcoming in another round of Freak Nation affiliates. How you doing? Speed Freaks on a Sunday night, the second hour. Coming up this hour in moments, Haley Deegan, the daughter of Brian Deegan. She did something last weekend that a woman hasn't done in decades. We'll be talking to her. Antron Brown, a freaking flashback. Antron Brown, three-time NHRA Top Fuel champion. We caught up with him after his first win, March of 2008. Freaking flashback coming up in about 30 minutes. Your stat man, Scat, as well. But it's Crash Gladys Pit News and Notes brought to you by General Tire. You go to generaltire.com to find the right tire for your righteous ride. Got yourself a big old SUV. What about a truck? A little Chevy Silverado. What about an F-150? You get some General Tires in the bad boy. Crasher?
All right. Lewis Hamilton plus the Japanese Grand Prix equals winning.
Bam.
Yeah. Lewis Hamilton dominated this weekend. This win making it his fourth out of the last 5 years. Incredible what he can do overseas at that track. With this win, Hamilton is just now one race away from clinching his fifth world title. Yep, Lewis Hamilton inching closer to Michael Schumacher. All right, on to NASCAR. Christopher Bell took the win in the Xfinity Series in Dover. And then the Cup Series, well, it was made for more domination by Kevin Harvick. But, oh, wait. Lug nuts. They had another story and kind of took Kevin Harvick out of the lead. In overtime, give that checkered to Mr. Chase Elliott. He owned Denny Hamlin in the final laps of the race. And with his win, Chase is now guaranteed to move on to the round of eight in NASCAR's playoffs. This was his second win of the year. And for drivers like Keselowski, the heat is on. Basically, Keselowski, this is now 2 weeks in a row you're crashing out in the final laps. I don't get that. NHRA race down in Dallas. Winners were Steve Torrence in Top Fuel, just commanding the Top Fuel points lead right now by 103 points. Robert Height in Funny Car, he leads the points by about 50 over J.R. Todd. Tanner Gray won in Pro Stock, and L.E. Tonglet took the win in Pro Stock Motorcycle. If you missed our Robert Height interview, that was just an hour ago. Check it out tomorrow, speedfreaks.tv.
She made history last weekend, and she's about to do the same here in the Freak Nation next. NASCAR winner from BMR NASCAR. It's Bill McAnally Racing and Napa Racing. Haley Deegan. It's hashtag all hail Haley. We explain next. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Lucas Complete Engine Treatment. It's a new multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. It's designed for use in both engine oil and fuel systems. It cleans and lubricates the entire gas or diesel fuel system from the tank to injectors. It contains special Lucas additives that cause the fuel to burn thoroughly and help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. It works.
What's up? It's Kenny Sargent. For my motorsports fix, bam, I turn it on MAV TV. MAV TV, a network loaded with car and motorcycle shows, motorsports events, and exclusive automotive reality shows like Full Custom, Wrench Wars. What about drag boats? They got them. Off-road, sprint cars, pro pulling league, motocross, they're all on MAV TV. It's the answer for those jonesing, looking for some automotive action. Don't get MAV TV? Call your local provider and get it. Check them out at MAVTV.com on Twitter and Facebook. MAV TV is motorsport.
Sir Jeremy, you are a true friend of the crown. Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Madam Susan, you are an even truer friend of the crown. Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
What is that?
This is a spiced honey mead wine that I have really been into lately.
Please follow Sir Brad. He's going to give you a private tour of the pit of misery.
I'm sorry, what?
Pit of misery. Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Here's to the friends you can always count on.
For over 100 years, General Tire has provided tires for your lifestyle, your adventure, and your anywhere. From the aggressive all-terrain performance of the new Grabber ATX to the strong and durable all-purpose terrain Grabber APT, General Tire's balance, excellent on-road performance with off-road capabilities, designed for all weather conditions. Remember, with General Tire, anywhere is possible. For more information, drive over to GeneralTire.com. General Tire, helping to keep speed freaks on the road since 2001.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
The Texas Roadkill, the San Francisco Swallows, and the Arizona Pricks? Yeah, I got your attention now, don't I? These aren't real sports teams, but they are some of the most creative, funny sports logo t-shirts from Awesome Sports Logos. Each team has a history, a meaning behind it, like the New Orleans Curse or the Nashville Bootleggers. And these t-shirts, they are awesome, with the highest quality 100% cotton available and are ridiculously soft. Grab your favorite city's t-shirt now at AwesomeSportsLogos.com. That's AwesomeSportsLogos.com. And get awesome.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Back with Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Thank you guys for hanging out. You know the website, speedfreaks.tv. We're there for you on Twitter and all kinds of social media for you to grab at. Her name is Haley Deegan, a female who did something last weekend that not a whole lot of females have done, frankly, in stock cars. She got a big win in the NASCAR K&N Series. She joins us here in the Freak Nation. And, Haley, what's so great about this is something that you've been chasing for the last year and a half, in that it's not like this fell in your lap. You've come so close to winning races in the past.
Oh, yeah. We've been close all year. I've got 2 seconds already this year. And if I would have got second again, I would have been kind of bummed, like, I was a little over getting second, and I knew we had to do something about it.
Haley Deegan joining us here in the Freak Nation. Where does this come from? We know the history, of course, of your dad, but do you have a mentor inside the team ownership or the team or another driver?
I mean, this whole year, my whole crew's worked really hard, and we've had our ups and downs. We've had our bad races, just had our good ones, but I knew this weekend we had a good setup, and it was going to be a good weekend, and in the end, we end up getting the win, so I don't think you can get much better than that.
Haley, let's talk about that full crew that you have and how hard they're working. With 13-some-odd laps to go, every single one of them was in your ear. Can you explain how crazy those last few laps were with everybody talking to you and giving you different advice on how to get the win?
Yeah, I mean, I like having people talk to me on the radio. I'm not that driver that's like, no one can talk. So, I mean, I like when people get all amped on the radio, but sometimes it makes me overdrive the car. But in this case, I was hitting my lines perfect, so in the end, it was okay. But I was just it's cool to see how into all my crew is, how into everyone is. And that's what makes like it that much better, is knowing your crew has their whole heart into it. And that's what you got to do to win.
Holly Deegan, that's absolutely what you have to do to win. You know, we've had interviews with your dad, Brian Deegan, when you were a little child in the single digits, maybe 6 years old. What'd you learn from him that you brought into the cockpit with you to now make you a race winner?
I think just his aggressiveness. See, my dad has always had an aggressive personality, as in, like, he wants to go out there and he's going to push himself to his limits to do the best he can. And I think I learned that in his work ethic from a young age, to go out there and if you want something, you're going to put everything you have into it.
So that was basically this race. I mean, you had a driver in your way and you said, out of my way, buddy, this is mine, right?
Yeah, I mean, you got to do what you got to do to win.
Who was it that gave you that final advice? Basically, just do whatever you have to do.
I think it was my crew chief.
Nice.
I honestly don't know. It could have been like, there's like probably four people on the radio. Wow.
I know. It was crazy. Kenny, she's got Bill McAnally, team owner, on the radio. She's got her dad. She's got, like she just said, her crew chief, Kevin Reed. I don't know how you decipher all that going on.
Oh, man, you've got to take and go.
Haley Deegan, she made history last week in Canon Pro Series West win at Meridian. First female to earn a victory in the series since 1964.
Whoa.
She joins us in the Lucas Oil Studios. How quickly do you become, you go from Brian Deegan's daughter, how quickly do you move to Brian Deegan is your father, meaning it's Haley Deegan, and then, oh yeah, Brian's your father?
That's what's kind of nice about the stock car world, is because my dad, he's done pretty much, I want to say everything, and he's been successful in everything, and the thing he hasn't really tried that much was stock cars, and so it's kind of cool to, our family, I feel like we hit the world from all directions when it comes to action sports, with my brother, with me, with him. But it's really cool to make this happen because my dad's right there with me, and my dad's the reason why I'm good at driving is because of him. And I think that we put a lot of work into it, and he's definitely put his whole life into my racing too. And it's cool to see it all pay off with him.
So, Haley Deegan, you could have been riding a 250 motorcycle, an off-road truck or a buggy, or even a rally car. What made you choose stock cars?
Because stock cars, I feel like you, any, the biggest, stock cars is one of the biggest sports in America. And besides, like, I say, it's by far the biggest in racing. And so I wanted to kind of come in, like, in the off-road racing, I was already doing as good as I could at 15 years old. So I wanted to come in, and I wanted to try to dominate, and give myself a challenge, something else.
Well, Haley, with, obviously, like you said, your family all over the map with motorsports and making their mark, you now making your mark in stock cars, who can you look up to non-family? Who is one of the drivers maybe in the Cup Series or the Xfinity Series that you look up to and you want to model your career after?
I mean, there's tons of drivers. If I could have the perfect driver, it'd probably be a mixture of Kyle Busch, Kyle Larson, and Jimmy Johnson all mixed together. But
wow.
There's not really one driver that I specifically am like, I want to be exactly like them. There's a lot of things I like taking apart drivers and seeing what I like, what I don't like, what I should do and what I shouldn't.
Freak Nation, it's fantastic. We watched this girl grow up, Haley Deegan. Joining us here in the Freak Nation, first female to earn a victory in the K&N Pro Series West since 1964. Nothing but fantastic things in store for her. Haley, thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I love her energy. Oh, my gosh. She needs to bottle that up and just pass it through the Freak Nation.
Man.
Holy cow. Yes. Love me some Haley Deegan.
Think about that stat,
Haley,
man.
Gosh, I need to say it right. Haley.
I'd like to have her and Brian Deegan in the same room now at her age to see how Brian reacts to her interviewing skills.
I was just thinking the same thing. At some point, he's going to become Haley's dad. All the stuff that he's done and all the ceilings he's broken through made freestyle motocross important at the time. He's been a champion in stock in trucks and off-road. It's just funny to think that probably in the next 5 years he's going to become Haley's dad, and that's what he's going to be for the rest of his life.
Just go through the litany of injuries that Brian Deegan's had, and the majority of them are on two wheels with freestyle motocross, where he was dying on the dirt, where he had, I believe, the handlebar went right through his stomach. And then the thought, this is his daughter on the phone. Oh, my gosh. It's just, and the significance, and it's, you said this last week, Statman, that the significance of her win, it's just not like she was in the right place at the right time. Yeah, okay, but she's been contending for a win for quite a while now. So she's going to be a good driver in whatever she jumps into.
Yeah, she made a pass on the last lap to go from second to first. It would have been easy for her to just ride around there in second place. And I'm only a little girl and blah. And she said, no, I'm tired of being second. I want to win. That's a driver's mentality. And this is not going to be her first win by any stretch. And she's going to be successful. I think it'll be interesting to find out how soon it's going to be before she get in trucks. Her dad has the ability to call on some sponsors to help push her along the way. I think she's going to, and most, just like Venturini Motorsports, the people who come through Bill McAnally Motorsports, he's passed along some pretty good names himself. So when she gets out of that program, people are going to stand in line to say, hey, come drive for me.
Freak Nation coming up. Statman Scat, some rally news from Statman. Also, Casey Kane is out of the box. Out of the box. I call the stock car. Out of the car once again with an issue that they just can't seem to find out why. And I want to touch on the significance of possibly Lewis Hamilton's fifth championship that could be wrapped up next week or in the next race in Formula One. It's coming up, Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Good evening, my fellow citizens.
It's Statman and Scat.
It's amazing how championships can come together in motor racing. Last year, Sebastian Ogier won the title with only 2 wins in 13 events all over the world. It was his fifth title, all won consecutively from 2013. This weekend, Ogier won his 4th event of the year, the Wales Rally Great Britain, and tonight he's just 7 points from a 6th straight championship with 2 events to go in the season. Now, that's a lot of numbers that mean this. If I was Terry Neuville, the driver in front of Sebastian, I wouldn't be buying any green bananas for the celebration party. Maybe the best part of Ogier's run is the way he's done it. He won 4 straight titles with Volkswagen before switching to an M-Sport Ford last year. He's still with M-Sport and could win it again. In other words, it is a superior equipment behind the domination. I just love it when human excellence gets a chance to reveal itself. Peace.
Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Lucas Oil Studios, been rocking and rolling Speed Freaks for about 18 years, so happy they've been a part of this thing, as I continue to drag on as Dak Prescott launches the bomb into, all right, going to overtime.
The bomb to overtime?
Yeah. Woo. Statman, where were you when this single dropped?
Oh, wow. I really don't have any idea. I know as soon as I heard it, I was just, it's impossible to listen to without bumping your head a little bit.
Yeah. I'll say it till I decide to crap the bed, man. Moms and dads, just do yourself a favor. Whenever you get a shot, whether it's in your car, at home, with Alexa, just play some Stevie Wonder for your kids. Just do it. And then follow that up with some Best of Earth, Wind & Fire. We did that the other morning. And I thought, man, where the hell has that been? Why haven't I been doing that about half my life, waking up with some Earth, Wind & Fire?
Yeah.
Right?
Some of my best playlists are those that I put on to make the drive up north. All the dull Interstate 5 gets handled real nice with some Earth, Wind, and Fire and Stevie Wonder.
Right?
Yeah.
Man. So Kasey Kahne, never a NASCAR champion, but certainly one of the fan favorites, now missed his fifth NASCAR Cup Series race after not being cleared to run this weekend at Dover. Remained sidelined while continuing to work with doctors to find out what the freak is wrong with his severe dehydration during races. Now, Crasher, you've read about this as well, how he'll work out like a fiend, but really all this is centered around his racing.
Yeah, he can work out for 2 hours, hour and a half, 2 hours straight, and he doesn't get affected by dehydration. Yet when he sits in the cockpit, anything beyond 2 hours really severely affects him, whether it's shakiness or headaches. And he's even drinking fluids throughout the time that he's in the cockpit. But there's just something about that, whether it's that position, that endurance level, because it goes beyond the 2 hour mark. It affects his body, and the dehydration symptoms kick in, and it's very harsh. I mean, it was pretty telling in an article that was put out last week. He basically said, I don't want to just suddenly die of liver failure.
Yeah.
I mean, because dehydration severely affects your organs. So it's not something to be taken lightly. And I'm just shocked that it has taken this year or last year, I believe he started experiencing some symptoms for him to actually notice it.
Whether it's a combination of the vibration of the car or the heat, unique heat inside the car, this is way above my pay grade to try and figure this out. They have the cooling fire suits, and it's just strange. They can't figure this out. And that again, you have a high profile driver like Casey Kane that, again, he's not running for Hendrick this year, but still can't figure out what the hell's the problem with his hydration issues. I don't know, Statman, if you've seen anything different than what we're talking about, but it's just strange.
It is strange. What's even more strange is why some drivers are never affected by it and other drivers have to miss races because of it. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how the human body works in that way.
Bio-individuality. Everybody, it's so weird. We're all human beings, but everybody's biochemical makeup is so different at the same time. It's bizarre.
Bio-individuality crash.
Yeah, yes, it is. Yes, bam. Is it?
I think maybe the NFL needs a little bit of that. So the only heat exhaustion that I've had was when I was maybe 10, and I remember it to this day. It was, you know, doing stupid things as a kid. At 10 years old, you're out on a baseball field, and you just don't stop. You keep going and going until you stumble your way home, and your mom says, well, you know what? I'm not taking you to the doctor, you happy bastard, but I'm going to put you in here and do this and shove all kinds of water down your gullet. But I'm almost fainting, being escorted home. But I just, again, like we've talked about this many times before, how in football back in the day, your football coaches, here, see that big white bottle over there? Go take some salt pills.
Yeah, right.
God. You know what? Those yellow salt pills.
Wait, they were yellow? So yeah. They looked like they were peed on.
No, they were salt, man.
I know, but they were yellow.
Like
I didn't realize
horses
that.
Lick, but...
Remember when they said you don't drink when you're in activity because that's going to have... Remember that, Kenny, when you were out there running around? You can't drink. That'll give you cramps. It'll mess you up. And now they just pour water into you all the time. You know, it's amazing. And when you sprained your ankle, the first thing you wanted to do was put it in hot water. Oh. And that was the worst thing you could do. But, you know, that's what we had to grow through 30, 40 years ago, 50 years ago.
Trial and error of the medical business, sports medicine at least.
You know, they call it practicing medicine.
We had trainers back in the 70s, but trainers weren't trainers back then. It was, hey, coach, trainer, whatever. Can we cool the water off? No, it's got to be room temperature because it's going to lock up your insides. What? Put some ice in this, man.
Yeah.
It's weird. So I just hope that Casey Kane, I mean, the bottom line for him is it comes down to his health and his safety. And if we don't see him again in the cockpit and it's because of this, I don't think that's not a big deal. Go be with your family, dude. Go live. Like you said, go keep your organs. I mean, that's much more important than racing for a paycheck.
You think? Yeah. Keep your organs?
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah.
It's just weird. People just think of dehydration as something that's not that serious. Oh, yeah, it is. You could lose your organs. You could. Yeah. I know it sounded weird when I said that, but I meant it serious.
You've got to remind yourself that, again, these cars don't run on carburetors anymore. And that was part of the frustration for a lot of these drivers was how from carbureted cars, the exhaust would get in the cockpit, and that would be part and parcel of some of their dehydration.
Oh, Tony Stewart suffered a lot from the effects of the exhaust fumes, and he would travel with a hyperbaric chamber so that he could normalize his body after a race. I don't know if he did it in the motorhome or on the flight back home, but he would do it pretty soon after he got out of the car. That's just, thank goodness we're not there. But Casey Kane did drive through that. He drove through that phase. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, that is an enormous problem. Carbon monoxide poisoning is a huge problem. And if you get if a gasket fails or you get a little pinhole in the exhaust system, that exhaust runs right almost in some cars runs right beside the driver with you know with a firewall in between, but that leaks into the cockpit of the car. And there have been a lot of guys, not so much now, but in the past, there have been a lot of guys that have come in and they're in danger of carbon monoxide poisoning. And they had to get a substitute, have somebody standing by, and they had to get somebody else in the car.
You look at Top Fuel or Funny Car, even Pro Stock to a degree, where they just load up the cockpit with all kinds of smoke in their burnouts. And although they've got filtration systems built into their helmet, but man, you multiply that with 24, 5, 6 races a year, 4, 6, maybe 16 burnouts a weekend. I don't know. We're probably doing a little henny-penny here. You know, the sky is freaking falling, by the way. But it's like, man. And then, of course, then there's Robert Height with the legendary Height device of being able to race with a broken damn shoulder. It's just tough to even understand what the hell's going on. Hey,
racing. Just racing.
I brought this up earlier in the first hour of the show where Jimmy Johnson paid back Martin Truex for that debacle. Jimmy Johnson on the roll going for the win with Martin Truex. It looks like he paid back Martin Truex when you take care of the kids' children, that's what the hell you do. You take care of drivers, crews, children. I mean, that's straight to the heart, and that's exactly what Jimmy Johnson did. It looks like Jimmy Johnson came through with a little bit of payback where Sunday morning, this morning, 12 children's bikes sitting on the team's car hauler liftgate.
Oh, wow.
Which were for all the crew.
Wow. That's okay, cool. Wait.
Hold on a second, though. So it wasn't a joke. I took it as a joke.
No.
So it was for their kids.
Yep.
Wow. That is impressive. Huh.
The Furniture Row team donated the bikes to kids in the garage Sunday. Said, here you go, man. Have some fun with them.
Wow.
Yeah. Coming up next segment, Antron Brown, 2008, his first win, the Top Fuel category. Now three championships later, it's incredible. We caught up with him after his first win ever in Top Fuel. It's a freaking flashback. And there are some questions and responses in this thing that you think, yep, that was 10 years ago. Antron Brown and Not Much Motorsports coming up. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Lucas Complete Engine Treatment. It's a new multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. It's designed for use in both engine oil and fuel systems. It cleans and lubricates the entire gas or diesel fuel system from the tank to injectors. It contains special Lucas additives that cause the fuel to burn thoroughly and help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. It works.
What's up? It's Kenny Sargent. For my motorsports fix, bam, I turn it on MAV-TV. MAV-TV, a network loaded with car and motorcycle shows, motorsports events, and exclusive automotive reality shows like Full Custom, Wrench Wars. What about drag boats? They got them. Off-road, sprint cars, pro pulling league, motocross, they're all on MAV-TV. It's the answer for those jonesing looking for some automotive action. Don't get MAV-TV? Call your local provider and get it. Check them out at MAVTV.com on Twitter and Facebook. MAV-TV is motorsport.
This is going really well.
Yeah, so I guess you've heard then.
What? You mean that whole saving money with Geico thing?
No. That I'm actually a chess painter.
Pirate fans unite!
That was not on the profile.
So now you've heard. Geico. Saving people money on car insurance and now an official partner of Major League Baseball.
It's more than just a slogan. Anywhere is possible with General Tire's wide variety of tires for whatever it is that you drive. Whether you're looking for off-road capability balanced with impressive on-road performance or ultra-high performance offering all-season traction designed with a driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire has what you need to get where you're going. General Tire, proving anywhere is possible with Speed Freaks since 2001.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
The Texas Roadkill, the San Francisco Swallows, and the Arizona Pricks? Yeah, I got your attention now, don't I? These aren't real sports teams, but they are some of the most creative, funny sports logo t-shirts from Awesome Sports Logos. Each team has a history, a meaning behind it, like the New Orleans Curse or the Nashville Bootleggers. And these t-shirts, they are awesome, with the highest quality 100% cotton available and are ridiculously soft. Grab your favorite city's t-shirt now at awesomesportslogos.com. That's awesomesportslogos.com and get awesome.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Coming up, Antron Brown, three-time NHRA Top Fuel champion, a freaking flashback. March of 2008, after his first win in his rookie season in Houston, he'll be joining us here in moments. Not much motorsports coming up. Statman, so Lewis Hamilton on his way to a fifth F1 championship. I feel like I've asked you this question before. That you are a big Michael Schumacher proponent. But remind me, what was your take on Lewis Hamilton inching closer to Michael Schumacher? In your eyes, who's the better driver?
Oh, you know how big a fan I was of Michael Schumacher.
Yeah.
I'm a bigger fan of Lewis Hamilton.
Oh.
Now,
wow.
I don't know if he's going to be able, excuse me, Michael Schumacher had 7 titles. I don't know if Lewis can get to 7. I think he'll get to 5 this year, but I don't know how much longer the rest of the F1 paddock is going to be so far behind Mercedes. To get the best driver in the field, in the best car in the field, it's pretty difficult to beat him. But he's been, since he was a, I think he lost the championship when he was a rookie by 1 point when he failed to, I think he was speeding or he failed to get into the pit lane properly and lost the, you know, was it lost some points there and ended up losing the championship by 1 point when he was a rookie.
Stat, I don't follow Formula One that close and I certainly don't know the goings on outside of the race car for Lewis Hamilton and fans and drivers and teams. But what are race relationships between him and other teams and fans overseas? Does he face some of the same problems that black drivers face here in the States?
Oh, no. You know of? No. There's racism everywhere, obviously. I mean, some Europeans throw bananas at black soccer players. But I think Lewis has an appeal worldwide that is not shared by many African descendant drivers here in the United States. he's an icon, and certainly the British accept him enormously well, much better than American fans accept even LeBron James.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because you notice I'm dovetailing this into Antron Brown, 3 NHRA Top Fuel Championships, and I think we all agree of all the motorsports series that are out there, NHRA it seems to be the most welcoming to all, whether it's females, whether it's Asians, whether it's blacks, whether it's Mexicans, Latin, regardless, you've got all of them winning championships from all races. So, and we know the difficulties that Antron Brown, Statman, has faced through the years in NHRA. Nothing like maybe Bill Lester did in NASCAR, but it's significant.
Yeah, but Bill Lester, you got to consider the environment that Lester was running. You don't see Confederate flags flying at a lot of at a lot of NHRA races like you do at NASCAR races. Bill Lester had a world that was established against him being successful. Even now, the only win that he used to drive with one of the younger Taylor brother, not Ricky, but the Jordan? Other one, Jordan. He used to drive with Jordan Taylor, and they won races. And this one team that they ran for, it was their first victory. But Jordan Taylor won the race. Bill Lester didn't win the race. I've heard that mentioned in several.
That's unbelievable.
In several commentators when they talk about it. Yeah, Jordan, blah, blah. So, yeah, I mean, that's a real issue here in the United States. And Lewis Hamilton, I'm sure, gets some of that, but not near as much as black athletes get here in the United States.
Freak Nation, his name is Antron Brown. Look him up, man. Three championships, NHRA top fuel category. Fastest class when it comes to drag racing. We caught up with him March 30th in 2008 after he got his first win in Houston.
In Top Fuel.
Spent many years in NHRA Pro Stock bikes. But this win was special. 10 years ago, we caught up with Antron Brown, African-American Antron Brown, with his first win in the NHRA. And we leave the entire intro in there for you, Freak Nation, to see how professional we are. Now the Speed Freaks pits, getting his ass back in here. He's on four wheels now. Two wheels the previous 47 years. Now he's got himself a win coming out of Houston. NHRA, top fuel pilot, rookie, winner from Houston, Antron Brown. What's up there, AB?
Oh, man, Kenny, it's good to be back, man. I just can't believe this whole outcome of this race this weekend in Houston. But we got her done.
It's not only did you get it done, Antron Brown, but you being a rookie in the NHRA Top Fuel class this year, it's not like you've been sitting back in the pack being a back marker. You've been out there competing your ass, and look what you do in Houston. This is stupid big.
It all contributes, you know, with our MACO team. I mean, from Lee Beard, he's no stranger to winning championships or winning races. And the crew that we have a phenomenal crew, and it all trickled down. So it made my whole leapfrog from pro stock bike to top fuel, the transition, you know, it made it a lot easier because we had a team that knew what they were doing. And Lee Beard, he gives, you know, great instructions, not just, you know, on the racetrack, but also in that, like, an athlete status. So I'm all for that from being from track and field, but it's just been growing. And each race has been getting better and better, and we came out in Pomona, qualified number one, so we kind of showed what our team was capable of, and then we just put the consistency with it, and we went four good rounds today. We were a low ET of every round from the second round on, and I was consistent on the tree, and the team did a good job that was consistent, and bam, we got that Wally.
Antron Brown, NHRA Top Fuel winner from Houston, joins us here in the Speed Freaks pit. Statman.
What'd you tell your wife when you called her on the phone after the victory today?
Let me tell you something. I told my wife, the first thing I told her is that I loved her. And then I told her that I couldn't do any of this without her or my daughter Ariana, my son Anson, and my son Adler, because they're fuel behind all this. They give me all the love and they give me all the support. And you know, behind every great man is a great woman. I definitely have a great woman in my wife, Billie Jo.
Wait a minute, Antron.
Nice.
That Freak Nation, I've met this man's wife, and he's not lying. Behind this great man is a great woman. So you ought to be thanking her to allow you to go out and kick their butts.
I love you.
well, for sure. Let me tell you something on the flip side. If anybody knows my wife, if I live with her, though, you know, if they live with her like I do, let me tell you something. She puts that hunger of the eye of the tiger in to come out and kick some butt, because that's what she does to me all week long at the house.
Antron, you going to go home and knock that stuff out?
No, man, I can't knock nothing out, man. We just have a three-week-old baby. I got to at least give her another month of rest.
Yes!
Oh, baby, it's a beer talking.
Antron, throwing it on the table. Now, you didn't tell...
Between Antron Brown and Scott Dixon, they've said some things on this radio show tonight.
Now, you didn't say that on Wind Tunnel, did you?
No, I don't. We don't say stuff like that on the Wind Tunnel. It's only for the Freak Nation, for sure.
Thank you very much.
Antoine Brown, NHRA Top Fuel winner, joins us here in the Speed Freaks Pits. Go ahead, Crash.
Well, Antoine, I have to ask, when you first made the decision to go from two-wheel to Nitro Top Fuel rails, did your wife think you were kind of going insane?
No, my wife, you know, I thought I was going to get a lot of leeway because, you know, I told her about this crazy idea about 5 years ago. Oh. And at first, she was, like, kind of going, crazy, and then she said, well, you know, babe, you actually got a roll cage around you now. You actually got seat belts. You actually got safety devices. She said, I guess, you know, I don't have to worry about you flying off a motorcycle, but you are going to be going at least another 140 miles an hour faster, so that got her attention right there, too.
Well, it sounded like she's kind of calling you, saying they're kind of a for getting on four wheels in a roll cage. Is that right?
Hey, no, she ain't call me that, big dad. You still, let me tell you something. Everybody says, well, you know, to ride a pro style bike, you got to have, like, you know, a big old sack of them, you know. But let me tell you something. I told them for running pro style bikes, I didn't have, it took all my nuts away. So when I moved to Top Fuel, I didn't have to worry about that no more.
There it is. Antoine Brown, NHRA Top Fuel winner, coming in here, laying it down. Rookie NHRA Top Fuel winner from Houston.
So wait a minute. Antoine.
That's great.
Antoine, was this wasn't luck, was it? Are we going to see you back in Victory Circle this year?
Oh, Stab, man, I don't think this is luck at all, actually. I mean, we have a great team, and everybody knows out there. I mean, it's tough to win in any class in NHRA drag racing right now. I mean, they have a handful of competitors from the Dixons, the Schumachers, and everything, but we have a great team here at DPM with Hot Rod Fuller's team, who almost won the championship last year, and then to this team now. And we work back and forth well. So I see two great teams under David Powers that we can actually stride and work together, because, you know, when one of us falls, the other one's got each other's back. And that's the way we work with Lee Beard and Rob Flynn, crew chiefs. They work that way. So I feel that, you know, I think we're going to be a championship contending team. I really think that we're going to win some more races between me and Hot Rod, and I think that we're going to be very consistent. If we don't win them, we're going to go some rounds for sure.
So did you hear that at 8:39 Pacific?
Yeah.
On Sunday the 30th, March the 30th, you're laying down the thing that you're going to be competing for the championship. That's all right.
That's not bad. That's
four races into his career.
Antoine Brown, NHRA Top Fuel winner from Houston, checking in with Speed Freaks. Good luck to you, my friend. Just get it yourself another win so we can talk about your manhood.
All right, man. All right. Well. In the meantime, I'll try to grow some back so I can talk like I'm a man next time, huh?
AB, thanks for coming in, buddy.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Not much motorsport.
Helio or Helio.
Not.
Well, not only that.
Much.
Thank you, I love you.
And headlining the party.
Douchebags.
Loose.
Not much motorsport.
The freaks.
Not much motorsports.
Statman, are you there?
That was... I had to pick myself up from under the desk first.
I'm going to grow some back so I can talk like a man next time.
That was Hall of Fame brilliant. That was brilliant.
Wow.
Oh, man. As soon as that gets posted, I got to send that link to Antron. I'm going to give my wife another 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So, there it is.
Yeah, we do need the funk. That's what we need,
man.
The funk.
All right, so it's not much motorsports, Freak Nation. So why not follow that up with a dealer who's suspected of hiding drugs up his bottom, hailed as a medical marvel following a 19-day poop strike. That's right.
Oh.
Kevin Wayu has the ability to avoid going to the toilet for 19 days despite eating as normal. Well, the reason this obscure talent came into light was because Wayu, 23-year-old, is a drug dealer suspected of internally stashing away his contraband, who was under lockup surveillance for 19 days and yet passed nothing of substance despite eating and drinking as normal while held by police. No drugs were spotted when he did finally have a poop.
Tell me he had to have had pain.
But Weyu eventually admitted having cocaine and heroin with intent to supply when the case reached court.
What?
I don't get this. Where did it go? Was it absorbed in his system?
I don't get it. Yeah. No.
Couldn't have. Unless it was in plastic bags and they kept it in baggies in his... Wow.
Well, they're like time capsule, not time capsules. Time capsules. Yeah. Like capsules, you know, slowly ingested in the body. How does that happen, man?
I don't know. Maybe that's the commercial that the baggie company ought to be having on the air. We survived 19 days. We'll survive in your refrigerator.
That's just gross. I'm going to go from gross to, I think, funny. There are travel confessions, and then there are travel confessions. Here's one. When I meet my lover at our hotel, I pay cash so my husband won't know. All right.
Okay.
What about when you Uber to your hotel to cheat on your husband, but your Uber driver turns out to be your husband?
Ooh.
Big oops.
You mean women cheat on men? I mean, that you don't see that in the movies too often.
No, women are horrible. Yeah, women are horrible. So, a couple weeks ago, Yemi and Jesus met up in the city of Santa Marta.
What are their names?
Yemi and Jesus.
Oh, okay, got it.
They decided to head to a motel for more privacy. Unfortunately for them, Yemi was unaware her husband had borrowed a friend's car and was driving using that friend's Uber account to moonlight as a driver. They were notified by their Uber app that their driver was Leonardo, so they saw no need for concern until they opened the door. Oh, hi, honey.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
What? How about that?
It's a big oops.
Oof. How'd it work out?
No idea. No idea. I'm sure it did not work out very well.
We got audio from the Uber driver.
I asked God to send me a white girl with a big booty.
Yep, that was it.
What? What kind of drop is that?
What the hell's going on out here?
Stat, man, you've never asked God for a white girl with a big booty?
What kind of drop is that? I've had a couple. I mean, that's...
Shoot the juice to the moose and Stat, man.
Cut it loose.
See ya.
Big booty.
Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio. Redefined.